to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, April 11th, 2013 here. Sure happy it's Thursday. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Manny is sitting in our control room again today, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Looking over at the corporate media, they're telling us North Korea war could break out any minute. Any minute it could break out. Any minute now. Any minute now it's going to break out. Any minute. Just hang on. It's going to break out. It's really. They've been just pounding on that thing as hard as they can. North Korea missile test could happen at any time. Pentagon and South Korean officials say. I'll tell you what I think is going on here. I think Kim Jong-un is not quite the doofus he's being portrayed. I think he's just going to leave those missiles sitting on their launchers, drive them around, swivel them around, but he's not going to launch those things. And he's just going to let the United States and South Korea go on ranting and raving and screaming about nuclear wolf, until the whole world gets sick and tired of this constant fear-mongering, and they're burning out their own credibility. Now, we already know we're past the time we were told this missile test was going to happen. And it is just a test. That's all. He's not attacking anybody. He's testing his hardware. But I think he's come to realize the longer he just leaves those missiles sitting on the launchers, the more the United States is destroying its own credibility, saying, they're coming to get us. They're doing all these bad things. Chuck Hagel's out there saying North Korea's nearing a dangerous line. How dare they test their rockets to make sure they're actually going to work? Especially given the track record of those North Korean rockets here. And, of course, you know, Chuck, welcome back to the real world here. It is just a test, Chuck. They're testing their hardware, Chuck, just like the United States does. It's a test. And North Korea's rhetoric is a step-by-step match to the belligerent tone and sanctions and ever-present weapons of the United States, Chuck. And we, the people, know another ginned-up war when we see it, Chuck. So we're seeing all this talk out there about, will the North Korean crisis ever end? It wasn't a crisis until the United States made it one. They're out there screaming, nuclear wolf, nuclear wolf. We know the United States wants war with China, and they're looking at North Korea as the trapdoor, but I think Kim Jong-un is pulling a fast one. Puts the missiles out there, lets the United States scream and rant and rave, doesn't fire them until finally everybody says, this is just the United States causing all this ruckus here. Little side note, it turns out that North Korea has a huge untapped wealth of rare earth minerals. Now, for those of you who don't know exactly what I mean, these are the very exotic minerals that are essential to much high-tech manufacturing. China used to be a major source of those to the world. China has now cut back on their exports because they need these rare earth minerals for their own manufacturing, which is copious. And it turns out North Korea has all this untapped mineral wealth. So there's another motive. Now, we're seeing the propaganda continue to crank up on this whole thing. We're seeing these stories coming out here trying to link North Korea and Iran. They're virtually on opposite sides of the globe, but somehow Iran is behind all of this. Bad Iran. And they're trying to tie it in there. So if they go into North Korea, they can say, we have to go into Iran now. They're just trying. They're coming up with all this stuff. North Korea has tested a super imp weapon, says former CIA nuke analyst. And they have a Death Star. They have a Death Star. They have all these evil things. They're trying to, like, revive the Cuban Missile Crisis. This is a story over at Intel Hub. Korea brings to mind the Cuban Missile Crisis. They're grasping at straws trying to sell this thing to the American people. And it would look to me from the desperation in this propaganda, they're not getting their traction. We will be right back.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and sticked up on a computer alone. King MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. We're talking about all this North Korea, they're coming to get you. They're going to break into your home and tear the tags off your couch cushions. They're going to steal your porno DVD collection or whatever else is. And they are getting pretty desperate to try and find some propaganda out there. And so the U.S. government is screaming at Americans, the North Koreans are coming to attack you with nuclear weapons. And the North Korean government is telling their people, the Americans are coming to attack you with nuclear weapons. And they're really out there trying to just find the scare rhetoric. And of course, now most people are come to understand North Korea does not actually have a missile that can reach the mainland United States or even here in Hawaii. You know, their longest range rockets, the Taipodong 2, and it has a bad habit of blowing up in flight. And so now they're trying to say, well, we know we have reliable intelligence. North Korea has secretly developed a new long-range missile that can strike Washington, D.C., the Kimchi 5. And we know they have it, and they're just ramping it up here. You know, they've got a Death Star and all this other stuff. One of the other stories that was floating around here was secret number station broadcast from the Voice of Korea. Now, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, if you are a shortwave aficionado, you will every once in a while stumble on these broadcasts called the number stations, where it is simply a broadcast with a voice reading out these chains of numbers. And what they are, these are run by various governments around the world, including the United States, that are sending coded messages using a one-time pad, which is pretty much unbreakable, to their deep cover agents in other countries. And yes, you can use direction finding to find where the broadcasts are coming from, but there's no way to tell who is receiving them, because you receive them on just an ordinary shortwave radio. And so all of a sudden, over the last couple of days, we saw this story. North Korea is using numbers stations, and they're trying to sell the idea that since North Korea doesn't actually have a rocket that can reach the mainland United States, they're planning something nefarious. They're sneaking one of their nuclear bombs into the United States, and they're going to blow up something really important. So they're thrashing around trying to find some way to get this thing going. The hysteria of the propaganda is getting intense. Now, over the last week, we've all of a sudden started seeing this rhetoric ramping up about Cuba again. Oh, Beyonce went to Cuba. How terrible it is. There's this whole brouhaha over the kids who were taken by their parents down to Cuba. Cuba has now sent them back to defuse that situation. And so all of a sudden we're seeing this story, and this was actually an Investment Watch blog, which I have to scratch my head and say why they're carrying this, but they're trying to claim that Russia is once again secretly installing nuclear missiles in Cuba. They're trying to bring back that whole Cuban missile crisis and build a reason to go in and take over Cuba. They're just grasping anywhere to get this war going, to distract the world from this global financial meltdown from these private central banks. But you know, there's something you need to keep in mind. North Korea does have a point when they say they have a need to develop nuclear weapons, because the United States has nuclear weapons stationed in Japan and in South Korea, and they refuse to take them away. And North Korea is saying we need nuclear weapons as a deterrent to prevent South Korea and the United States from invading us. And for those of you who are students of history, what provoked the Cuban Missile Crisis back during the Kennedy years was the United States putting nuclear ICBMs in Turkey, pointed at the Soviet Union. And the Soviet Union says, we're not comfortable with you having those there. The United States said, well, tough. And that was when the Soviet Union sent nuclear missiles to Cuba as an offset, as a deterrent. Now, we know that deterrent works, because so far the United States has only whooped on countries that don't have nuclear weapons, always under the excuse they have nuclear weapons, or they're about to get nuclear weapons, or they've looked at a blueprint for nuclear weapons. They have screwdrivers. Screwdrivers can be used to make nuclear weapons. And they just keep running that up there, and again, the bankers are desperate to get a war going before all of this Ponzi scheme banking really starts to come apart at the seams. They're in a race. Please give us another war. We don't care who it's with, North Korea, Russia, anybody. Meanwhile, Venezuela has closed their borders ahead of this weekend's presidential election. They've already gone public saying that they're aware that hired mercenaries are being brought in to try and trip off civil violence and unrest to make it look like the incumbent government is losing control. It's the same thing they did in Iran back in 2009. And apparently they have uncovered an assassination attempt against the interim president, Nicolas Maduro, who could very easily win the election on Sunday. And the opposition is very well funded. Maduro is promising that if he wins the presidential election, he's going to raise wages and salaries for the ordinary people. And, of course, the bankers can't stand that. The reason they hated Hugo Chavez and Maduro is they're trying to run the country for the benefit of the people of the country. And they refuse to cave in to private central banking and this driving of the world's population down to abject poverty so the rich can feel just a little bit richer than they did a week ago. And after Hugo Chavez passed away, it was very obvious Venezuela was in play. They've been selling their oil to China for the yuan. We can't have that. So now apparently they've caught at least one assassination attempt that's been foiled, and they're just going to close their borders and say, we're going to have a peaceful election and see what happens here. Meanwhile, India is going to defy U.S. sanctions against Iran, and they're going to continue to import their energy supplies from Iran. So these sanctions really are not working. Now, yesterday we reported how Cyprus has hit a cash crisis, a liquidity crisis. The government of Cyprus is all of a sudden, they're without money. They have no money left in the bank. They're talking about a 75 million euro shortfall in their revenues that during this whole bailout, austerity, whatever, they did a budget and said, we think we can do this, and the tax revenues are not coming in. And it looks to me like somebody forgot to remember that when you impose austerity on a country and the government starts firing all these public workers who then cannot find any jobs in the private sector because there's no money out there with which to create employment, that your tax revenues are going to drop. So it looks like the government of Cyprus is on the verge of a default, and there's no new bailout coming in, no new money is coming in. The rest of the Eurozone has run out of any surplus liquidity that they can pour onto this thing. And the people of Cyprus are not going to go for another haircut, although one may be on the way. This resulted in a very strange story that came out of Reuters News, where Cyprus was going to sell 75% of their gold bullion in order to prop themselves up. And the government of Cyprus has now come out and said, no, this is a complete fiction. It's not happening. We need that gold bullion to back up our financial operations. They're not selling the gold. They're talking about returning to the Cyprus pound if they leave the euro, and they want to back that Cyprus pound with gold. So they're hanging on to that. So it's kind of strange. Where did this Reuters story come from? Was it part of the campaign to try and keep pushing gold prices down by saying, oh, Cyprus is dumping all their gold. Ah, there's a glut on the market here. You don't want to be buying gold. Meanwhile, over in Portugal, they're trapped in their austerity debt spiral. They may be talking about a new bailout. Nobody knows where the bailout's going to come from. Yeah, they can just start printing up ink and paper, but it's destroying the value of the euro internationally. They're between the rock and the hard place over there. Now, over at Blacklisted News, they have an article that asks a very, very good, very important question. Why are the banksters telling us all we should be selling our gold when they're buying and hoarding it like crazy, as fast as they can? They're trying to grab it all up. Maybe they figured out that the public wouldn't stand for another FDR-like gold confiscation. So they're artificially suppressing gold prices and saying, you don't want to handle that old smelly yellow metal thing. Just take it on down to that little booth at the shopping mall and they'll buy your junk gold. But the banks themselves are trying to grab it as fast as they can. And we're starting to see gold shortages, which is completely counterintuitive to this claim that gold prices are going down. Under the normal rules of supply and demand, if there's demand that is not met by supply, prices are supposed to go up. We know at least two banks over in Europe have defaulted on their gold futures contracts. They can't find the physical gold to deliver. They're trying to buy their way out with stacks and stacks of that freshly printed ink and paper stuff. We know that there are gold shortages in Thailand and in India. That should be sending gold prices up. Why aren't they going up? It's being manipulated, just like LIBOR. They're trying to drive gold prices down so they can buy it all up. But there are shortages. Sooner or later, that's going to break through to the price. Meanwhile, there's an interesting little story over at silverdoctors.com. Apparently, 30% of CNT silver inventories have been withdrawn from the COMEX vaults in the last 2 days. It's a drainage of physical silver inventories. So they're coming up short on that as well. We know the U.S. Mint is rationing the silver eagles. Something funny is going on in the metals market. We'll be right back.
Yeah. What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war, thought that he would be among the sick and poor. Preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're seeing all these indications around the world of shortages in physical metals, silver and gold. And yet, the banksters, Wall Street, are trying to insist that gold and silver prices are down. It's not a good investment. You have no reason to take your money out of the banks or out of the stock market. It doesn't make any sense. If prices are down under the law of supply and demand, then there should be an ample supply against a decreasing demand. Yet demand is very clearly up. We're hearing where gold and silver dealers are running out of stock. They're now rationing the silver eagles coming out of the U.S. Treasury. So that right there, just on the face of it, tells you something funny is going on with those silver and gold prices. Now, we know the way those prices are created is they're blending together the price of physical gold and these paper contracts. And all they need to do to drop the value of gold and silver is to just put out all of these commodities contracts for future delivery of gold and silver, and it looks like there's a glut of supply. As long as you go on believing that these contracts are deliverable in physical metal. Now, where I think much of this gold bullion that may no longer be in the New York Federal Reserve or the Bank of England or the Bank of France has been leased by the brokers of these paper contracts to make good on the contracts and not implode the commodities market. And now they can't get it back. And they're in a corner on that situation. So just by overselling these contracts, they can drive the price down and play their little manipulator, speculator games. But it's catching up to them because there are far more paper contracts for gold and silver than there is gold and silver to make good on them. And that's why we're seeing these shortages. And I think parking some of your wealth in gold and silver is a really good idea, especially right now. If they're going to all this work to keep the prices crushed down, now's the time you should be buying. Republic Trading Group. Plug, 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 plug. They're not going to be able to keep this up. All it's going to take are some of these holders of these futures contracts to demand physical delivery, not accept the ink and paper stack of cash, and sue for default, and it's all going to start coming apart here. Even Christine Lagarde over at the IMF is finally facing up to the reality of just how bad the system is. She's out there now saying that the big banks are more dangerous than ever. She's out there saying in too many cases from the United States in 2008 to Cyprus today, we've seen what happens when a banking sector chooses the quick buck over the lasting benefit, backing a business model that ultimately destabilizes the economy. And she's right, but she's not going far enough. It is the very nature of private central banking issuing the public currency as a loan at interest that is unstable. Because it always produces more debt than money with which to pay the debt. When the United States was first formed, when we had that revolution to free ourselves from that model of banking, having to do all commerce with banknotes borrowed at interest from a privately owned central bank, the Bank of England. They set up a system where government simply created its own money, spent it into circulation to buy what the government needed. That money would flow through society, supporting commerce without accruing interest or debt. And then it would be taxed back at the end of the cycle to balance the books. And it worked really well. It does work really well. And under that model, banking is an option for the people of the nation. It was up to you whether you wanted to put your money in the bank or not. It was up to you, more importantly, whether you wanted to borrow from that bank or not. And that's a naturally stable system because as the debt in the population goes up, borrowing slows and stops. It's a self-correcting, stable system, and it's the way it should be run when money is a public utility, when currency is a public utility. But under the private central bank model, issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, you've lost your freedom to say no. When you're using that paper money in your business, you are automatically using the proceeds of a loan at interest. You have lost your freedom to not involve a bank in your life. Little piece of ink and paper, and it's in control of your life right now. And even Christine Lagarde is starting to come up and say, this may not be a really good way to go. But she's not going far enough. The destabilizing influence is inherent in that private central bank model. Apparently, Bitcoin is having their problems today. They had to halt trading on Bitcoin for 12 hours because it crashed to $79 this morning. I'm smelling the tulips. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And looking over at businessinsider.com, they have a very interesting article. America today, 3 million overlords and 300 million serfs. And they even illustrated it with a clip from Monty Python and the Holy Grail, where King Arthur is confronted by a collectivist village that does not have a lord. And Arthur can't understand why you don't have a lord. It's the way we're supposed to work here. But the point of this article is they're showing how wealth and income inequality is not just bad for ordinary people at the bottom of that disparity, but it can ultimately bring down the ultra rich as well. Because the entire economy, sooner or later, when all the money is concentrated in just a few little tiny spots, the rest of the economy is unable to function without an adequate supply of currency and without investment flowing into all sectors. And the analogy I like to use on this is, say somebody just decides they're going to tie a tourniquet around their neck to keep all the blood up in the brain. And the brain is happy. It's got all the sugar, it's got all the nutrients, it's got all the oxygen, it feels really good. But the rest of the body is slowly dying, and sooner or later, When the rest of the body is dead, the brain will die too. But the brain is having so much fun and feeling so good, they're not thinking about it. And that really is why our present economic system is so unstable. Interesting little factoid for those of you struggling with your job situation over, again, from Investment Watch blog. Millionaires raked in $80 million in jobless benefits. Now, I understand that many of these millionaires are drawing salaries from which the employment taxes are being deducted to go into the unemployment fund, and legally they are entitled to it. But I would agree that for people above a certain level of wealth, unemployment insurance seems rather impractical, superfluous, and unnecessary, especially at a time when there doesn't seem to be unemployment benefits for the vast majority of Americans who are out of a job. 101 million working-age Americans are unable to find a job right now. And more are seeing these large corporations go into the internships. You've just come out of college. You have zigablooms of dollars in student loans, but we're not going to hire you. We will let you work for us for free for 6 months to a year, and at the end of that time, maybe we'll give you a little money. It really is completely unreasonable, unrealistic. We're disincentivizing academic achievement by our youth. They're going through all this college education. They come out with a bachelor degree, and the best they can get is work at a call center or a cashier at McDonald's. And these corporations that still have good-paying jobs are saying, well, you have to work for us for free before we'll consider paying you. That's unrealistic. I can understand why a lot of kids are just saying, heck with this. Why should I work and sacrifice and go into debt? There's no payoff to me. We're disincentivizing the working class of this country. And then we wonder why there's such a terrible malaise afflicting our entire country. And I know the money junkies like to say, oh, those workers are lazy. They don't want to work. Yeah, they'd work if they're going to see something come from it, if they have a chance to build a better life for themselves and for their children. But if they're looking forward to a lifetime of hard, arduous work at the end of which they get nothing to show for it because it's all been taxed away or scammed away, you can understand a certain lack of enthusiasm for doing what they do. The money junkies do what they do because they get that rush of money coming into them. They need to understand the same mechanism works in the working and middle classes. We have to incentivize work. We have to incentivize the desire to improve and do better work and do quality work. And we've taken that away here. Now, interesting little story, and this came out of CNN. Under Obama's new proposed budget, seniors would see smaller Social Security checks under Obama budget. Your Social Security checks are going to shrink, even as prices are going up. And by the way, it's now coming out, the U.S. government's rate of inflation calculation is no more honest than the unemployment numbers. That in point of fact, as you can tell, going to the grocery store and the gas station, prices are going up much faster than the so-called rate of inflation is giving us. And so when prices are going up and your Social Security checks are shrinking, sooner or later you hit a point where you just can't survive any longer. And I make that point because I want to remind everybody the money in that Social Security trust fund is not government money. It is your money, deducted from every paycheck you ever received, which the government was supposed to manage, invest, and give back to you on your retirement. But we know what's really going on. The U.S. government has been borrowing, to use it politely, your Social Security funds, most heavily during the Clinton administration, and now they cannot pay it back. So we're just going to cut the checks to you. That's what the government is saying. Well, you're going to have to make do with less here. And they may call it austerity, but we know what it is. The U.S. government is already in a state of default against the American worker. They're looting your pension funds to keep their little party going a little bit longer. And even more alarming, apparently the United States Supreme Court just handed down a decision in the case Allied Chemical Workers versus Pittsburgh Plate Glass. And their decision was that employers have complete control over all retiree benefits, meaning you can work for this company your entire life and you're paying into a pension plan. And if the corporation decides it needs that money for something else, they can simply cut off those pension funds, pension payments to you. And, of course, this is a direct contradiction to the National Labor Relations Act. And it basically means that you can put in your entire 20 years service to a company and they can turn around and say, well, we can't give it back to you. We had to spend it on a new Gulfstream for the executive, or new executive bonuses, or payments to keep the stockholders happy. And the workers have lost control of the pension funds that they are at least partially contributing to. And we know why they're doing this. Many of the pension funds all across America were defunded by the collapse of the mortgage-backed security bubble, because Wall Street's favored rating agencies, except for Egan-Jones, which is now banned from ratings by the SEC, gave all these mortgage-backed bundles AAA ratings. And under U.S. law, pension funds are only allowed to invest in AAA-rated securities. So they were buying these mortgage-backed security bundles, and the whole thing collapsed, and these pension funds are defunded. But nobody wants to stand up and point the finger of blame at Wall Street, its fraud in the mortgage-backed securities scandal, and the fraud by these rating agencies that were rating them AAA. So they turn around and they say, well, you're just going to have to make do with less. That's the new normal. Wealth for the 1%, abject poverty for you. They're bringing back not just fascism, it's as that other article was saying, it's the new serfdom. We're going back to the feudal system, where the land owns the people rather than the people owning the land. Now, an interesting article, and I mentioned this earlier, the U.S. government is fudging the inflation figures. And the U.S. government tells us inflation, as measured by the consumer price index, is 0.8%. But again, as you can see for yourself, when you go to the supermarket and you go to the gas station, the actual growth in prices is far higher than that. Why are they doing this? Well, it's very simple. Because if they're fudging the rate of inflation down lower, it means they can overstate economic growth. Because the economy is growing by so many percent, and inflation is only this percent, therefore this is a good thing. But you need to remember, under that model of a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, what growth really means is an increase in total aggregate debt by the population. That's what growth means under the Federal Reserve System. They use the word growth so that ordinary people will say, growth, well, that's a good thing, right? Yeah, yeah, the economy is growing, that's a good thing. But what it means is the nation and its people are being driven deeper and deeper into debt. That's what they mean when they talk about the growth of this economy. And they're trying to overstate that. Now, a lot of people are talking about what is called this CISPA bill, which would allow sharing of computer information among various government agencies, national security agencies, spy agencies having access to all this data about you. And apparently in its current incarnation that's heading for a vote in Congress, what few privacy protections were there have been basically scrapped. It's open season on you and every file that's out there on what you were doing and what you were buying. And basically the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, a right to privacy, is completely gone. And you know what's really annoying about it? It's not going to work. We've already seen these disasters from the fusion centers. I think a couple of weeks ago was a classic example. Drug enforcement officers staged a dynamic raid on a home, kicked down the door, ran in with the machine guns, traumatized everybody there, looking for a marijuana farm indoors because these people had been buying Grolux lights and fertilizer and planting supplies. And if they're doing that, they must be growing marijuana, saith the Fusion Center. And it turned out they were just growing indoor vegetables to augment their food supply. There was no marijuana. There were no drug crimes being committed. But the Fusion Center said, aha, this pattern of buying and purchases we have concluded is evidence of drug crimes. And so they kicked down the door, and they're making these horrendous mistakes. Now, the ACLU, through a Freedom of Information Act, has acquired documents from the Internal Revenue Service, where the Internal Revenue Service has a policy that Americans enjoy no privacy in their email messages, Facebook chats, and other electronic communications. The idea is you have no expectation of privacy when you're sending a text message or an email. And the Internal Revenue Service doesn't believe it needs a search warrant to read your emails. We don't know to what extent they're doing it. It's kind of a gray area. But nobody will come out and say, no, we're not reading your emails without warrants. And they're sort of hemming and hawing about it. So, for all of our listeners out there, if you are helping that Nigerian widow move $50 million into the United States, the IRS is probably onto you right now. Meanwhile, everybody's upset over that tape recording of Senator McConnell discussing strategy to smear one of his political... Oh, he's a congressman. How can they just record his conversations, private conversations with... And it's a double standard. You know, the ultra-rich, the celebrities have to be protected from the paparazzis and the news media. But ordinary Americans, oh, no, no. It's all open season on your email. IRS is cruising Facebook, looking for things that you've bought that you they don't... think you should be able to afford unless you're cheating on your taxes. And of course, people lie on Facebook and social media, especially if they're single looking for somebody. You know, yes, I'm rich and I've got this and I've got that and I've got this. Please, let's meet for a date. So it's an unreliable source of intelligence, but they're claiming that they can base some meaningful data on all of this stuff. It's huge, huge boondoggle out there. And, of course, the Internal Revenue Service has just announced they're cutting back on audits for large, rich companies. Going to put all the effort into going out there for ordinary Americans who may owe $20 to $50 back taxes. We're going to get them. But we don't need to audit the big, large corporations because we know those big, large corporations would never do anything dishonest. They would never use tax shelters in other countries and all these other things. We're just going to cut them a little bit of slack. We're seeing a lot more anger start to surface because of the very, very blatant fascist attitudes that we're seeing coming out of the government. Over at From the Trenches World Report, article, Time to Clean House and Fire Them All, 545 Politicians versus 300 Million Americans, which gets back to that wonderful little video, The Tiny Dot. But it's not just the people sitting in the Congress or the White House. The system itself has become corrupted. It has moved very far away from the original constitutional model of checks and balances, of not allowing any one individual to have dictatorial powers, because the founding fathers of this nation knew that the downfall of political power is it's going to attract the kind of people who shouldn't be allowed to have it. And they tried to craft a government and a financial system that would make it impossible for power-mad tyrants and money junkies to take control of it. But, of course, over time, the corrupting influences always get to work on a good government, and they turn it into a bad government, which is exactly where we are right now. And it's not just here in the United States of America. Over at StratRisks.com, they have an article on the Eurozone crisis. The risk of social unrest is rising in the European Union. And they're absolutely right. We understand that up until recently, France and Germany were bankrolling much of the other Eurozone, trying to keep them above water with all of this accumulating central bank debt. France has now gone into recession. Germany will be in recession probably by midsummer. And like I said, it's just a big boat with a bunch of holes in the bottom. 10 holes in the bottom, only 9 corks. And everything they're doing in Europe is just yanking a cork from one hole, pounding it into the other, thinking that's a fix, and yet the water is still coming in and the whole system is going to sink. And of course, the contagion is spreading to the United States via derivatives. And that's the real reason they're out there trying to grab the guns. They understand the American people are very unhappy. They're very angry. And despite all the bluster and bravado, they know that the American people, when they're pushed to a certain breaking point, and I don't want to see this happen, but you have to acknowledge we're getting there. When the American people reach a point where they don't feel they have anything left to lose, that's when the anger is going to start surfacing. Over at U.S. News and World Report, they had a poll. Most Americans feel threatened by the U.S. government. We ran a similar poll on our own website. It came back 98% yes. The question was, do you feel the federal government is a threat to you? 98% of the respondents said yes. That's where we are today. Going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox Soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And, of course, we've been talking about all of this massive purchase of ammunition for the Department of Homeland Security. And everybody's saying, you know, what is this all about? It's all hollow point. And apparently Congressman Tim Hillscamp was asking about it. And they're saying, why does Obama need 1.6 billion bullets? Now, maybe he's no better with a gun than he is with a golf club. And he's just a lousy shot and he needs a lot of practice. But again, on a more serious note, what we are seeing is the federal government, which according to our poll, 98% of Americans feel the federal government is now a threat to them. The federal government is clearly preparing to wage war against the 50 states. There is no other explanation for all of this buying of armored vehicles, this attempt to enforce federal control on local sheriffs and local police. And it is very, very alarming. The federal government wants a violent uprising. They know how to deal with that. They know how to put it down, same way they've been doing it in all these other countries around the world. What they can't deal with, what they don't know how to deal with, is 300 million Americans standing up and proclaiming to the rest of the world, we are not the wallet of last resort for all of Wall Street's crimes and corruptions. And we're past the point of simply saying we won't pay for Wall Street's losses. We can't. We're out of money. This Federal Reserve scam succeeded. They've got it all. And if they can't reach out their claws to the American heartland and scrape more money in to keep their little pyramid going, it's going to collapse. And the government doesn't know how to deal with that. They're looking for an excuse to suspend what remains of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, to declare a national emergency and all these other things. And that's what they're getting ready to do. They're buying all this ammunition and they're spending all of your tax money on these weapons, the LRADs, the gas things, the poison pain rays, the armored vehicles. They're preparing to declare war on the 50 states. Getting onto the gun grabbers, we were talking about that earlier. Apparently, there's a story about a gentleman who defended himself from a road rage attack using a legally owned firearm. We're seeing all over the country people who are using guns for what guns are intended to do, to protect themselves, protect their property, protect their lives. And that the gun grabbers are out there saying, you don't need to protect your own life with a gun. You can wait for the police to show up there. Meanwhile, there's a big scandal over in Missouri, where it's come out that the Missouri State Highway Patrol has been handing over data on concealed carry permits to federal authorities. That is a violation of the state law. They're supposed to keep that information private, but apparently the Missouri State Highway Patrol is just turning all this information over so the federal government knows who has a concealed carry permit. We'll be right back after station identification.